The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Nothing perfect or concerning, but we're so damn good. It's the story of your life. You're moving down the page.
Morning, Glory America. Bonjour. Hi, Canada. Hugh Hewitt inside the Beltway. It was Thursday night football last night, so I've got Friday morning voice. Because it was Thursday night football featuring the one and only Cleveland Browns. And to my WHK audience in the homeland of 1420 a.m. in Cleveland, what a night, hey? And it was Thursday night football where the Browns not only won, they blew the Bengals off the field, even though it looked a little closer than it was. You poor Bengals fans listening to me on WMOH, sorry about that, friends. But to quote Troy Aikman, amazing commentator, and Joe Buck now in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. They surprised Joe with that last night. The Browns have the best ground game in the NFL. And a season-defining closeout run. Baker Mayfield, two TDs, a long one to OBJ. Look, I'm a little voice challenged because I may have been a little excited last night. I think these Browns are off to the playoffs, and who knows how far that running game can go. I have got a lot to do this morning. We have Bill Barr speaking at Hillsdale College two nights ago in the most memorable speech I have heard an attorney general give, and I worked for two of them in my lifetime. It's very important you hear it. I'm going to play most of it for you. So let me do my business first. I want you to make sure when you hear this speech and you're excited that you are registered and you're getting out the vote. You got to go to KeepAmericaAmerica.com. That is a project of the Job Creator Network, sponsor of this show, and you need to go to KeepAmericaAmerica.com today to get involved because we are now at the starting line. Early voting is on the starting line, and you need to help turn out conservatives. It's the largest get-out-the-vote effort by conservatives ever. KeepAmericaAmerica.com. Go there. Do a little, do a lot, but do your part. KeepAmericaAmerica.com. Also want you to make sure you have a good weekend by picking up Kyle Mills' brand new book, Vince Flynn, Total Power, a Mitch Rapp novel. Kyle and I have been talking this week, but Total Power is just amazing. And they call it Vince Flynn, Total Power, because it's a continuation of the Mitch Rapp book. And I want you to understand it is a great, great book. And finally, to celebrate the Browns' big win, I'm going out to the best hot grill in the deck yet tomorrow. And we are getting up our Good Ranchers meat. If you haven't been to GoodRanchers.com yet, you're way behind. The very best American beef made. It's American beef, all American grown, all American processed. No doubt about the very best quality I've ever gotten in a steak. And if you use the promo code HUDH, H-U-D-H, you'll get $20 off your purchase. So order up a Good Ranchers with an S, you Steelers fans. It's plural. GoodRanchers.com. Go get some great steaks. Throw them on your besthotgrill.com and celebrate the end of summer, the official end of summer, and the beginning of the debate season. Now, the president got out of the box yesterday by giving a speech which everyone should have heard on the Constitution. He's starting something called the 1776 Project. He was at the National Archives, and he said this. Cut number one.
And there have been no statues demolished for the last 4 months, incredibly, since the time I signed that act. Joe Biden said nothing as to his home state's history and the fact that it was dismantled and dismembered, and a founding father statue was removed. Today, America will give this founding father, this very brave man who was so horribly treated, the place of honor he deserves. I'm announcing that the statue of Caesar Rodney will be added to the National Garden of American Heroes. From Washington to Lincoln, from Jefferson to King, America has been home to some of the most incredible people who have ever lived. With the help of everyone here today, the legacy of 1776 will never be erased. Our heroes will never be forgotten. Our youth will be taught to love America with all of their heart and all of their soul. We will save this cherished inheritance for our children, for their children, and for every generation to come. This is a very important day. Thank you all once again for being here. Now I will sign the Constitution Day proclamation. God bless you and God bless America. Thank you very much.
The president announced the formation of a 1776 commission designed to make sure that our true history is taught across the nation. I hope he makes Dr. Larry Arnn, president of Hillsdale College, the lead of that commission. He said this is the urgent need. Cut number three, the urgent need is to cut through the lies and teach the truth about our magnificent country. Cut number three.
Listen. We must clear away the twisted web of lies in our schools and classrooms and teach our children the magnificent truth about our country. We want our sons and daughters to know that they are the citizens of the most exceptional nation in the history of the world. To grow up in America is to live in a land where anything is possible, where anyone can rise, and where any dream can come true, all because of the immortal principles of our nation's founders, inscribed nearly 2.5 centuries ago. That's why we've come to the National Archives, the sacred home of our national memory. In this great chamber, we preserve our glorious inheritance, the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, the Bill of Rights. On this very day in 1787, our founding fathers signed the Constitution at Independence Hall in Philadelphia. It was the fulfillment of 1,000 years of Western civilization. Our Constitution was the product of centuries of tradition, wisdom, and experience. No political document has done more to advance the human condition or propel the engine of progress. Yet as we gather this afternoon, a radical movement is attempting to demolish this treasured and precious inheritance. We can't let that happen.
Then Donald Trump released an ad later in the day, cut number 19, the president's new ad for the campaign.
Are you sick and tired of your calm, peaceful life? Are you sleeping too well at night? Is your city too safe? Well, not anymore. Introducing Democrats. Politicians so incompetent, they'll fill your neighborhood with riots, looting, rampant violence, and even homelessness. The secret is a special blend of corruption and good old-fashioned stupidity. No more pesky law and order. When Democrats are in charge, nobody's safe. Simply vote for Democrats, sit back, and watch your neighborhood burn to the ground. But wait, vote for Democrats now, and they'll include rolling blackouts, election fraud, cancel culture, taxes, and more taxes. Democrats, bringing chaos right to your front door.
Yeah, that's pretty good. But even better was Joe Biden at the CNN town hall. Shades of the ghost of Neil Kinnock, cut number 26.
I'm not joking. Like, guys like me were the first in my family to go to college.
Now, look, we've been here before. Back to his first presidential campaign, he got flushed out because he plagiarized Neil Kinnock's speech. He plagiarized Neil Kinnock's true claim that he was the first in his family to go to college. He was not. Joe Biden was not the first in his family to go to college. It was later fact-checked in Truth. Joe Biden really. And then he said this. This is the record land speed for a flip-flop. Cut 23.
Let me just jump in, though. She was asking about the Green New Deal. Do you back that, or do you think it's too much?
No, I don't think it's too much. No, I have my own deal. I've laid it out in great detail. And it's the Democratic Party's adopted as a platform. It requires for us to move in a direction to fundamentally change the way in which we deal with the environment.
I don't think it's too much, he said about the Green New Deal. After telling a questioner if he was in favor of the new Green New Deal, he said no. And then he said to Anderson Cooper, no, I don't think the Green New Deal is too much. Joe's a little bit confused a lot of the time. And the president took him to the shed over it yesterday. But now we got to turn to Bill Barr at Hillsdale College. I'm coming back with one of the most important speeches you've ever heard from an attorney general. Stay tuned. Browns are triumphant on their way to the Super Bowl. I got my Browns hat on. Voice a little bit gone because I was cheering for them last night. But we're here. We're in black for the Bengals in mourning. Go Brown. Hi, Hugh Hewitt for ReliefFactor.com. If you are in pain and you want out of pain, well, you need to talk to the people that get it done. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son owners of ReliefFactor.com. They tell me that sometimes whole families can be helped when one member of the family gets out of pain. For example, finally, a married couple gets to sleep through the night again when one isn't tossing and turning with a terrible back. That's why Pete and Seth created the 3-week quick start so you can find out if those people are you. For about $1 a day, you can see if you can get out of pain, and after that, lessen the cost of a cup of coffee a week to stay out of pain. The 3-week quick start is like a trial pack, and it can be at your door in about 2 to 3 days. Let's face it, getting older, exercise, even everyday living can create discomfort, pain. You don't order Relief Factor just for yourself. Order it for your wife, your husband, your family, your friends. They miss the old you, too. 3-week quick start at ReliefFactor.com or call 800-500-8384. 800-500-8384.
Happy Jack wasn't old, but he was a man. He lived in the sand at the Isle of Man. The kids would all sing, he would take a rum key. So they rode on his head in the furry donkey.
Welcome back, America. The very mean Carl and my occasional producer, Dwayne, trying to be mean to me yesterday all day about the Browns predicting doom. But the Browns came through. They won to my WHK 1420 audience. I got to say, huge win last night. I actually got my tickets last night. They only had 6,000 fans, but I've been suffering as a season ticket holder for so long. I got my 4 tickets. Now, I couldn't go last night because I had to be here on Friday morning. And so I gave them to my nephew, Jay, and I could hear him in the stadium. Jay's loud. And that, I think, made all the difference. Now, if I get the tickets for the Washington Football Club, the team formerly known as the Washington Redskins, a week from Sunday, I may have to drive up on Saturday and broadcast from WHK 1420 on Monday in order to celebrate 2 in a row, which may be the first time for 2 in a row within the first 3 games since, 1990, 2006. I don't know. But what a great day. Don't get me started. Kareem Hunt, Nick Chubb, Baker Mayfield, OBJ, Jarvis, 2 tight ends. I don't even know their names, Hooper and the kid. If we had a defense, I'd say Super Bowl. I'm just going with the playoffs. Hey, let's check the markets brought to you by Birch Gold. They'll probably have a good day today, too. Just because the Browns win, I imagine there will be a market rally. Gold itself is rallying. It's at $19.62 an ounce. And I believe you've got to diversify. And Birch Gold will help you diversify into the precious metals with a portion of your 401k or your IRA. All you have to do is text my name, Hugh. I know some of you are tempted to text Winner, but no, just text Hugh, H-U-G-H, to 474747 or go to HughGold.com. Birch Gold has extraordinary reviews. They take care of you. They do not have you overinvest in precious metals. They do 10 to 25% of your IRA or your 401k. Go today to HughGold.com. Bad day on the market yesterday because they didn't know the Browns were going to win. Dow was down 130. NASDAQ down 140 as the tech sell-off continued. And the S&P was off 28. But this morning, everything, almost everything is green overseas. And gold is up to 1961, and they're expecting a little bit of a tech rally today with the sell-off finished. In any event, the Browns won, so it'll be a good market day. I began to tell you, we're now going to turn to Bill Barr. The Attorney General of the United States went to Hillsdale on Wednesday night and gave maybe one of the best speeches an attorney general has ever given. And Bill Barr said this at Hillsdale, cut number one.
I was telling Larry I don't get to make many speeches like this. I'm usually talking about crime rates and that kind of thing. But I wanted to speak at Hillsdale because it's one of the few, maybe a handful of institutions of higher learning where it is actually worthwhile spending the money to get an education at.
Larry Arnn is going to be insufferable today. All right, the Hillsdale dialogue is in the third hour. I'm going to have to play that, and I don't know if his head's going to be able to get in the door. Cut number two, though, the Attorney General says the reason we celebrated the Constitution on Constitution Day yesterday, cut number two.
The framers recognized that by dividing the legislative, executive, and judicial powers, each significant but each limited, they would minimize the risk of any form of tyranny. That is the real genius of the Constitution, and it ultimately is more important to securing liberty than the Bill of Rights.
That's actually a profound and accurate statement. It is separation of powers which saves us. And Bill Barr says this about the authority to prosecute, cut number three.
The Supreme Court has correctly held that under Article II of the Constitution, the executive has virtually unchecked discretion to decide whether to prosecute individuals for suspected crimes. We all know that as the executive vested with the responsibility for seeing that the laws are faithfully executed, the power to execute and enforce law is an executive function altogether. And that means discretion is vested in the executive to determine when to exercise the prosecutorial power.
Now, it's in the executive. He's going to explain this at length. Don't go anywhere. You got to hear Attorney General Barr at Hillsdale College. All things Hillsdale at hillsdale.edu.
Where do we go from here, my friend? Is this the way our story ends? Hey, man, sing me a song. When we were everyone, we were more.
Welcome back, America. Hugh Hewitt inside the Beltway on a wonderful Friday. The Browns. Rosh Hashanah begins. A blessed Rosh Hashanah to our Jewish friends as they begin their high holy days. And as the Browns begin their run to the Super Bowl last night, I'm in a joyous mood. Begun really on Wednesday night when Attorney General Bill Barr was at Hillsdale College for Constitution Day with Dr. Larry Arnn. Great speech. Followed up by a National Archives and Record Administration speech by Donald Trump yesterday announcing the 1776 Commission, a rebuke to the 1619 Project, which is nuts. And the 1776 Commission, a great thing. Maybe Larry Arnn should chair that. But I'm focused on Bill Barr at Hillsdale. And I think it's all posted at hillsdale.edu. But I've got the best of the audio this morning. Here is the Attorney General, Wednesday night, Hillsdale College, hillsdale.edu, talking about the power that federal prosecutors have. This sets up the whole speech. Cut number four.
Federal prosecutors possess tremendous power, power that is necessary to enforce our laws and punish wrongdoing, but power that, like all power, any other power, carries inherent potential for abuse. Justice Jackson recognized this, and as he put it, the prosecutor has more control over the life, liberty, and reputation than any other person in America.
Stop for a second, prosecutor. Guys. Stop for a second. On Twitter, they're telling me they're not hearing the Bill Barr audio. Is that possible, Generalissimo? We fixed it? Okay. Let's go back then to the start of this, Bill, they didn't hear the first part, so I want to go back to cut number two about why the Constitution is... Well, actually, let's start over. Cut number one, Larry Arnn has just introduced Bill Barr.
I was telling Larry I don't get to make many speeches like this. I'm usually talking about crime rates and that kind of thing. But I wanted to speak at Hillsdale because it's one of the few, maybe a handful of institutions of higher learning where it is actually worthwhile spending the money to get an education at.
Now, how insufferable is Larry Arnn going to be this morning on the Hillsdale Dialogue? But now you can hear the audio. Here is the Attorney General talking about the separation of powers. Cut number two.
The framers recognized that by dividing the legislative, executive, and judicial powers, each significant but each limited, they would minimize the risk of any form of tyranny. That is the real genius of the Constitution, and it ultimately is more important to securing liberty than the Bill of Rights.
He's right about that, and he goes on then to explain how Article II has the power to prosecute. Cut number three.
The Supreme Court has correctly held that under Article II of the Constitution, the executive has virtually unchecked discretion to decide whether to prosecute individuals for suspected crimes. We all know that as the executive vested with the responsibility for seeing that the laws are faithfully executed, the power to execute and enforce law is an executive function altogether. And that means discretion is vested in the executive to determine when to exercise the prosecutorial power.
Now, that is so important. He explains why, because they have so much power. Cut number four.
Federal prosecutors possess tremendous power that is necessary to enforce our laws and punish wrongdoing, but power that, like all power, any other power, carries inherent potential for abuse. Justice Jackson recognized this, and as he put it, the prosecutor has more control over the life, liberty, and reputation than any other person in America. Prosecutors have the power to investigate people, to interview their friends, and they can do so on the basis of mere suspicion of wrongdoing. People facing federal investigations incur ruinous legal costs and often see their lives reduced to rubble before a charge is even filed. Justice Jackson was not exaggerating when he said, while the prosecutor at his best is one of the most beneficent forces in our society, when he acts from malice or other base motives, he is one of the worst.
You know, this is such an important speech Justice Jackson gave. He was a great Supreme Court justice, especially his opinions in the Youngstown steel seizure cases, his dissent in Korematsu. But he's also the prosecutor at Nuremberg. So he had seen evil straight in the eye, and he knew that you had to prosecute righteously, not abusively. And Bill Barr explains why. Cut five.
And in today's world, going after a corporation or a white-collar defendant is like shooting fish in a barrel. There is no contest. You threaten a company with criminal liability and all the collateral effects that that has. No corporation is going to go to trial and fight that, and the prosecutors know that. It's just a question of how much the check is going to be. And that's all within the control of a prosecutor.
He's right. He's right. And he also then explains he is the top cop when it comes to prosecution. The attorney general is vested with the decisions on when and when not to prosecute. Cut number six.
Yet in the decades since Justice Jackson's remarks, it's become a commonplace to argue that prosecutorial decisions are legitimate only when they are made by the lowest level line prosecutors, the career prosecutors handling any given case. Ironically, some of those same critics see no problem in campaigning for highly political elected district attorneys to remake state and local prosecutorial offices in their preferred progressive image, which often involves overriding the considered judgment of the career prosecutors and police officers. But aside from that hypocrisy, the notion that line prosecutors should make the final decisions within the Department of Justice is completely wrong. And it is antithetical to the basic values that undergirds our entire system.
He's absolutely right about this. He continues on to emphasize the point. The Department of Justice works for the Attorney General, and the Department of Justice is not the super agency. It is only to enforce the rule of law. Cut seven.
The Justice Department is not a Praetorian guard that watches over a society impervious to the ebbs and flows of politics. It is an agency within the executive branch of a democratic republic, a form of government where the power of the state is ultimately reposed in the people, acting through their elected president and their elected representatives. I know I don't include many applause lines in my prepared speeches.
He got a lot of applause at Hillsdale because they actually know the Constitution there. And he talks about the fact the Department of Justice is run by political appointees, and the blame, the shame, or the applause in this case for Bill Barr belongs to the political appointees. Why? Cut number eight.
The men and women who have ultimate authority in the Justice Department are thus the ones on whom our elected officials have conferred that responsibility, presidential appointment and Senate confirmation.
And he goes on to say not the lowest level person who resigns because they don't like a decision from the people who have gone through the confirmation process. Cut number nine.
Line prosecutors, by contrast, are generally part of the permanent bureaucracy. They do not have the political legitimacy to be the public face for tough decisions, and they lack the political buy-in necessary to publicly defend those decisions. Nor can the public and its representatives hold civil servants accountable in the same way as appointed officials. Indeed, the public's only tool to hold the government accountable is an election. And the bureaucracy is neither elected nor easily replaced by those who are.
So important to understand. He's making a hugely basic argument. This speech was so wildly misunderstood by the media because, he says later, they're not very smart. Cut number 10.
Indeed, aside from the importance of not fully decoupling law enforcement from the constraining and moderating forces of politics, devolving all authority down to the most junior officials does not even make sense as a matter of basic management. Name one successful organization or institution where the lowest level employees' decisions are deemed sacrosanct. They aren't. There aren't any. Letting the most junior members set the agenda might be a good philosophy for a Montessori preschool, but it is no way to run a federal agency.
Amen, amen, amen. Then go to cut number 12. Why don't we trust line prosecutors with these decisions? Cut number 12.
But for many, my experience in the department, in two different eras, career employees are not apolitical necessarily. Some are. Some are very political and can check their politics at the door, and others can't, and can be partisan. But they're not apolitical necessarily. They're human beings like everybody else, and they're very usually less experienced individuals than their supervisors.
He's absolutely right. And then he makes the key point, cut number 13. We need uniformity of law in order to get uniformity of law, cut number 13.
Why do you think we have one attorney general? For uniformity of law, for having consistency in the application of law, for having someone who has the entire perspective of the playing field.
He is so right. One more. Cut number 14.
The Constitution requires uniformity across the nation. So that's legislative. When you make a rule legislatively, it has to apply to everybody. But it also applies in the enforcement of law. the same uniformity is required, because that is the ultimate guarantor of freedom.
Guarantor of freedom. That is it. Uniformity, applicability of law. One more cut. Cut 15. This is a warning sign.
But when a prosecution becomes my prosecution, particularly if the investigation is highly public or has been acrimonious, or if the prosecutor is confident early on that the target has committed a serious crime, there's always a temptation to will a prosecution, a charge, into existence, even when the facts, the law, or the fair-handed administration of justice do not support bringing the charge.
I'm telling you, the Bill Barr speech at Hillsdale College on Constitution Day 2020 will be remembered up there with Justice Jackson's speech about prosecutors. It was that important. Media didn't understand it. I'm playing it for you, this, and we'll talk about it with Larry Arnn later. Come right back. Hour number one continues. Joined now by Tarzana Joe, Poet Laureate of the Hugh Hewitt Show. Hello, Joe.
Hello, Hugh. You know, there's a whole new network coming along here, and I think I know what its programming will be. In states that they call battlegrounds, from Maine to Pennsylvania, the networks are producing a show called Scandalmania. The slanders, now so numerous that in their quest to list them, the media will activate the emergency broadcast system. So that they may infect you with a new dose of hysteria, you'll soon be asked to tune into a station in your area. There the hosts will gleefully, in solemn celebration, share the pair particulars of each new revelation. When Trump rebuilt the Woolman Rink, the skaters thought it nice. But now an unnamed source has said he used substandard ice. And when he ran the Taj Mahal, oh, where do I begin? Whenever guests would gamble, the house would always win. Most of his associates are either creeps or cons. The gilding on his mirrors isn't gold, it's bronze. The treaties that he brokers will lead to war, not peace. He hates the lowly soldier, but he loves him those police. Deep state civil servants, so prone to introspection, are primed to blow their whistles in the weeks before election. So when you see them singing and dusting off their sandals, they live inside a swampy town with its own share of scandals. That's Scandalmania, the network by Tarzana Joe.
I think the World Wrestling Federation wants Scandalmania. I think that's an event, Joe. You should TC that very quickly. I love Scandal. Will that be available at TarzanaJoe.com?
Yeah, I think so. Sure.
Well, that's good. And people, of course, can get all of their poetry needs satisfied by dropping a missive. That would be an email to TarzanaJoe@Reagan.com for all your poetry needs. Business picking up as the Super V takes hold, Joe?
Yes. I have more rescheduled weddings in the next 3 weeks than you can shake a preacher at. So, yes.
And so you're versifying at a hitherto never seen rate?
I say that every once in a while. I say, boy, I've never been busier, but... Boy, I've never been.
Never been. See, I'm glad to hear that, Tarzana Joe. Again, TarzanaJoe@Reagan.com. Be well, Joe. Thank you.
Thank you.
Now back to Bill Barr at Hillsdale on Wednesday night, talking about the dangers of prosecutors who get themselves on a mission that has not been sanctioned by experienced supervisors. Cut number 16.
There's yet another reason for having layers of supervision. Individual prosecutors can sometimes become headhunters. It's all too often. They're consumed with taking down their target. Subjecting their decisions to review by detached supervisors ensure the involvement of dispassionate decision makers. This was, of course, the central problem with the independent counsel statute that Justice Scalia criticized in Morrison versus Olson. Creating an unaccountable headhunter was not some unfortunate byproduct of that statute. It was the stated purpose of the statute. That was what Justice Scalia meant by his famous line, "This wolf comes as a wolf." As he went on to explain, quote, "How frightening it must be to have your own independent counsel and staff appointed with nothing else to do but to investigate you until investigation is no longer worthwhile. with whether it is worthwhile, not depending upon what such judgments usually hinge on, competing responsibilities. And to have that counsel and staff decide with no basis for comparison whether what you have done is bad enough, willful enough, and provable enough to warrant an indictment. How admirable the constitutional system that provides the means to avoid such a distortion.
He also goes on to say, cut number 17, what happens in that distorted environment?
I'd like to be able to stand here and say we don't see headhunting in the Department of Justice, and that would not be truthful. I see it every day. And it's a temptation that the power of prosecution is a heady power. And it is a temptation sometimes to go after people rather than crimes.
And it's so dangerous when that happens. Prosecutors can ruin so many lives. He also this is why the speech got attacked by so many in the media. He attacked the media. Cut number 18.
When most of our news coverage, or what passes for news coverage, are, you know, bloviating talking heads discussing whether some action in Washington, some action taken by an official, constitutes some esoteric crime. And, you know, looking through statute books to see, could we, you know, say that this is a crime? Because disagreement no longer is enough. Political disagreement and political debate. Now you have to call your adversary a criminal, and instead of beating them politically, you try to put them in jail. So we're becoming sort of like an Eastern European country, where if you're not in power, you're in jail or you're a member of the press.
It is a remarkable speech, and they got mad at him because he referred to the bloviating talking heads. So I've been watching for years on. I'm a talking head, but I try and ground my arguments in truth and in law and in fact. But I see a lot of people make up stuff on cable news. And Bill Barr just took him out, and so they're mad at him again. But wow, what an attorney general. Stay tuned. More of Bill Barr's Constitution Day speech and perhaps a reference or two to the Browns' crushing defeat of the Bengals last night. I'll be right back, America. Stay tuned. Hi, Hugh Hewitt for ReliefFactor.com. If you are in pain and you want out of pain, well, you need to talk to the people that get it done. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son owners of ReliefFactor.com. They tell me that sometimes whole families can be helped when one member of the family gets out of pain. For example, finally, a married couple gets to sleep through the night again when one isn't tossing and turning with a terrible back. That's why Pete and Seth created the 3-week quick start so you can find out if those people are you. For about $1 a day, you can see if you can get out of pain, and after that, lessen the cost of a cup of coffee a week to stay out of pain. The 3-week quick start is like a trial pack, and it can be at your door in about 2 to 3 days. Let's face it, getting older, exercise, even everyday living can create discomfort, pain. You don't order Relief Factor just for yourself. Order it for your wife, your husband, your family, your friends. They miss the old you, too. 3-week quick start at ReliefFactor.com or call 800-500-8384. 800-500-8384.